Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is recommending Wisconsinites reduce their time outdoors today and into tomorrow due to ongoing air quality advisories resulting from Canadian wildfire smoke. Smoke will be moving from the northwest to the southeast across the state throughout the day. An air quality advisory is in effect for the full state, effective through noon tomorrow. Expect some impact on air quality to continue through most of this week. People with heart or lung disease, older adults and children, should consider making outdoor activities shorter and less intense and reduce heavy exertion. Stay indoors, close doors and windows, avoid activities that increase indoor pollution, vacuuming, frying food, burning candles, or using gas-powered appliances. Install a high-efficiency air filter and use an N95 mask if outdoors for long periods. This is the second time this year that an air quality advisory has been issued in Wisconsin. Both have been a direct result of Canadian wildfire smoke. Air quality advisories are expected to continue through the summer as wildfires continue to occur. The DNR asks the public to stay vigilant as advisories are issued. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson is calling for the state to lift its vaccine requirements for kids attending school or child care programs. During an event in Milwaukee last week, Senator Johnson said he believes some childhood illnesses, like measles, have been eradicated through better hygiene and sanitation, not just the vaccine. The comments also come as measles outbreaks pop up across the country, with over 1,000 confirmed cases in 31 states. Kids are required to receive the vaccine under state law to attend school or child care programs. Republican lawmakers are proposing new legislation to fine Wisconsin residents who intentionally misrepresent their pet as a service animal. The bill would change the definition of a service animal under state law to more closely align with federal law. Current state law considers any animal trained to assist people with a disability to be a service animal, but federal law is restricted to dogs and miniature horses. Residents who violate the law could be subject to a $200 fine for their first offense and a $500 fine for subsequent offenses. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles is warning consumers of another phishing scam where scammers are texting and pretending to be from Wisconsin DOT DMV to get individuals to click on fraudulent links to reveal personal information. This recent wave warns of a final notice or of an unspecified unpaid traffic violation. Some scams duplicate the look of official WisDOT content. These are not from WisDOT or DMV. On Monday, DMV noted an influx in customers calling and emailing with questions after receiving these unsolicited texts. A previous wave hit Wisconsin late March into early April. Wisconsin DMV urges consumers to be on the lookout and follow these tips. Be suspicious of demands for money and urgency. Do not share personal information with unsolicited emails or messages. If you have not signed up to receive email or text messages from DMV and receive an unsolicited text message or email from an unknown number or person, do not respond, engage with the caller, or click on links. And sign up for account activity alerts and renewal reminders by subscribing to Wisconsin DMV's eNotify. Like most bank accounts, you will receive confirmation of transactions on your account which alerts you to any fraudulent activities. Sign up for eNotify at wisconsindmv.gov/eNotify. If you are the victim of a scam, you may consider filing a police report with the local law enforcement agency where you reside. Report it to the Federal Trade Commission and or the IC3 at ic3.gov. Speak to AARP's Fraud Watch Helpline and find fraud victim support groups. Request a free credit report and research identity theft prevention at annualcreditreport.com/index.action. Nearly two dozen theater hopefuls showed up to sing a song and read for the roles for the Community Players production of Little Shop of Horrors. Little Shop of Horrors is a horror comedy rock musical about a floor shop worker who raises a plant that eats human flesh and blood. The show was made into a 1986 movie that starred Rick Moranis and Steve Martin and was directed by Frank Oz. After 3 days of tryouts and another day of callbacks, Director Cameron Cormacan made his choices. The cast will include Dave Van Halgren as Seymour, Faith Morga as Audrey, Glenn Dunn as Mr. Mushnick, Matt Rowe as Oren Scavillo, Maggie Keller as Ronette, Kate Stoda as Crystal, Cassidy Mansilla-Young as Chiffon, and Michael Ames as the voice of Plant Audrey II. Additional roles will be filled by Chloe Hine, Ryan Whitman, Leo Murr, and Elise Staffslin. There are still plenty of opportunities backstage for anyone who would like to get involved. People who can do simple carpentry to help build the set, along with painters, prop makers, or stagehands are needed. Everyone is welcome and anyone can get involved. For questions or more information, email communityplayerssswi@gmail.com or call the show's director, Cameron Cormacan, at 608-844-1245. Performances of The Little Shop of Horrors are scheduled for July 25th, 26th, 27th, and August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Tickets priced at $15 for adults, $10 for children under 18, and $50 for a family package of two adults and any number of children will be available at the door. The Music in the Parks, presented by the Friends of Vernon County Parks and Forest Concert Series, kicks off Wednesday with Spunky Bumpkins performing at Sidey Hollow County Park. The free, family-friendly series will feature 13 Wednesday evenings of live outdoor music throughout June, July, and August, rotating between Sidey Hollow and Esophia Rents Memorial County Parks. Concerts run from 6 to 8:30 each Wednesday night. Food and beverages will be available for purchase. Bring a chair or blanket and enjoy the music. For more information, visit VernonCountyFriends.org or follow on Facebook. If you are a landowner or forester and you're interested in attracting more birds to your area, there's an upcoming webinar you'll want to check out. The Wisconsin Center for Wildlife is holding Forestry for Birds events in June. They have a webinar on Friday, June 6th, followed by 3 Saturday field days. You can learn more and register at go.wisc.edu/forestry-birds. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources asks the public to take simple precautions to avoid spreading invasive species in June, which is Invasive Species Action Month, and all year long. Invasive species are non-native plants, animals, and diseases that cause environmental or economic harm or pose threats to human health. There are many species that are already widespread in the state, while others may pose a large risk of surviving and causing problems if they are introduced and become established here. The state's invasive species rule makes it unlawful to transport, transfer, introduce, or possess certain invasive species in Wisconsin without a permit. The regulations designate which species are restricted or prohibited based on factors including the degree of harm they may cause, the extent of their presence in the state, the potential for controlling the species, and the socioeconomic value a species may hold. You can help to prevent the establishment and spread of invasive species. The DNR encourages reporting invasive species and offers these tips. When hiking and camping, stay on designated trails, roads, and other developed areas to avoid tracking invasive species to new locations. Follow Wisconsin's firewood rules to avoid moving harmful invasive pests and pathogens. When fishing and boating, clean all recreational equipment and gear after every use to protect Wisconsin's waters from fish diseases and aquatic invasive species. Inspect gear for dirt, mud, seeds, and other debris, removing as much as possible before launching and before leaving the landing. Drain all water from gear and compartments before leaving the water body. Dry gear for at least 5 days between uses to help eliminate invasive organisms. Never move live fish away from any water body. Fish are considered dead if on ice and not in water. The DNR also suggests when gardening, add beauty and variety to your yard with plants that are non-invasive. Native plants are excellent choices since they also benefit pollinators, birds, and other wildlife. The DNR's Plant Native Plants webpage is a resource to get started. To learn more, attend an event during the 2nd Annual Invasive Species Awareness Weekend, June 21st and 22nd. Events such as guided hikes, educational workshops, invasive species work days, and more are taking place around the state. These events are free and open to the public. To find an event near you, check out the Invasive Species Events and Volunteering page.